Welcome back to In the Moment. This year was host to the second annual Spirit of Sturgis Antique Motorcycle Race. It's held in the historic Sturgis Half Mile Racetrack at the Meade County Fairgrounds. 10 classic bikes from the 1920s to the 70s ripped around the dirt track. Some of them don't even have brakes. Brittany Olson is from Aberdeen, South Dakota. She helps organize and even races in this event, which summons the ghost of Sturgis Rally past to the present. SDPB's Lee Strubinger takes us to this classic race in a loud audio postcard full of speed demons and gearhead searching for that edge where the biker rally first began.
Grabbing a handful of throttle.
We wanted to show rally goers what the races would have been like in 1938, 1939, the very first years when Pappy and Pearl Hoyle were hosting races with the Jack Pine Gypsies out here at the same track. It's cool to be kind of reliving history.
No clutch. Just grab it and put it in gear and fire it up and go.
The 1928 Chief engine in a racing frame. No brakes, no clutch. It really doesn't bother me because you're riding on a track. You don't have to worry about a car pulling out in the front here or whatever. And chances are if you're going to need brakes to stop out here, you're going to be in trouble anyhow. So.
James Wall with the checkered flag.
It's freedom. It's the ability to check out and just be focused at what you're doing right at that moment and not worrying about what's happening in the future or what happened yesterday. You're living for that moment and doing the best you can right then.
There's Brittany Olson going to try it once again, the 79 GT Hunter and Shift motorcycle. She lost it.
You won't like it if we break something and start cussing.
Need to find the Shed Allen wrench is what I need to do.
So when I was starting off the line in the heat, my magneto here had just swung out, so it changed the timing, and so it killed the bike. Because you zip tied from like.
Yeah, but the problem
here.
With, you know, worrying about heat. Zip tie getting too close
exactly.
to that. I mean, not to say it won't work, but that's plan C.
Yes.
Out in front goes the 13 machine. William Smith making the pass. Side by side off of four. Here they come.
I used to race stock cars, and I thought that was an adrenaline rush, you know, rubbing paint a little bit. You don't want to trade paint on a motorcycle. So it's here out there, no roll cage. Just all kinds of power, bike sideways.
Slight advantage that time for the 13. William Smith, Reed back in the two spot.
And when the bike's just out there stepping out on you is what we call it. And you ease into the throttle just a little bit more and make it a controlled slide. And there's a little bit of finesse and lack of brains and a lot of nerve, I suppose. But I'm lucky I get to do this. I'm really luckiest man on the planet right now.
It's a year-round motorcyclist town. So even when it's not the rally, they still will trickle in all year round. And that's a big deal, you know, when you have that town in your state and you have the historical racetrack, it makes you, you know, it makes you feel honored and it makes you want to just keep it alive and at least keep it around and honor it while it's still here.